Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
SpaceX did something rare. In fact, so rare, it hasn't been done since the last week of 1968. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule landed four astronauts safely back home in the wee morning hours off the coast of Panama City, Florida. The three Americans and one Japanese flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center back in November on a 6.5-hour journey back home.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
They're the first U.S. crew to splash down in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot more than 50 years ago. It's the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Although the 1968 flight never landed on the moon, many say the flyby of the moon gave us the data to make moon landings possible. Republican Susan Wright and State Representative Jake Elzey will advance to a runoff in this special election to fill a North Texas congressional seat. Democrats did not have enough votes in the runoffs. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A great sign the United States is exiting the coronavirus pandemic. The entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, is now at 80% capacity for restaurants, clubs, shows, and concerts. Las Vegas Councilwoman Michelle Fiore tells Fox News everyone is excited.
I'm very excited. First of all, the business owners have been ready. They have their plans in place. We're at 80% capacity. We're going to go to 100 very quickly. We are vaccinated over 50%. As soon as we hit that 60% mark, we'll be at 100%. And I say within a couple of weeks we'll be there. We're not 6 feet apart anymore. We're 3 feet apart. And when you think about that with our nightlife and our clubbing and no matter what kind of dancing, whether you're dancing country at Stoney's, you know, 6 feet apart when you're dancing is a bit rough.
Last year at this time, Nevada had a 30% unemployment rate. It's now at 8%. Celebrity chef Todd English says quality workers are biting at the bit to get back to work.
The quality of person that wants to work coming back, and people don't want to be sitting at home anymore. People want to work and, you know, contribute to society and just work for themselves, you know, for their own personal well-being. So I find that we're getting really good quality people back. I've had maybe in the last 2 days while I was at the restaurant, people coming up and going, "Chef, thank you so much for hiring me. I'm so excited to be back to work."
Awesome.
So that's a good sign, you know. So I'm really, I don't know when the last time someone said that to me, but now it's really exciting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hope you had a great weekend and made a lot of money. At the Derby, I had a friend ask me, he goes, what do you think? I go, well, you know, it's hard to go against Spafford. He's got a great success record. And here he is, seventh. And I saw him the next day and he goes, oh, why didn't I listen to you? I could have made some big money. I said, well, hey, it was a shot. I think a fair shot in consideration. But, hey, it's always good fun. And it's neat to see people back there again and see the parade of hats that you can only see in Louisville at the Derby. All good fun, huh? Right. And the other thing that continues to go is the madness at the border. And, I'll tell you, some of the polling is slow to catch up in terms of Joe Biden's popularity. And the border is just one example of the poor leadership. But yet his acolytes want to come out and said that they got a broken system. they got a broken system and managed to break it, three times worse. But let's not talk about the facts. Let's not let those get in the way. The other thing is also that continues to be discussed and bantered about is vaccination. And I want to bring in our first guest, Larry Klayman, here, the founder and former chair of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, and author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. And he's here to talk about, the latest breach here from John Kerry. But before we get there, Larry, welcome. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, real quick here, we had the president speaking to Congress. Everybody's still wearing a mask. I mean, CDC guidelines, all this, and people still reluctant. And I thought it was interesting that somebody did address the idea because I said, well, the people are supposed to be vaccinated that were there. And the question that others were not asking is how many in Congress have not been vaccinated? And you've got a congressional elected officials to the tune of about 20-25% have not been vaccinated, and they're not interested in being vaccinated for all the various reasons that most Americans who are reluctant to get vaccinated have.
Well, absolutely. And those that were in the room with so-called President Biden, call him so-called because I still believe that there was fraud that got him elected, they were all vaccinated. So this was theater of the absurd. It was another fraud committed on the American people. We're not dealt with fairly. How can you believe anything the government says anymore? Or for that matter,
right,
those who support the government, such as Big Pharma.
I
sent out a press release a while back that said that Big Pharma was colluding with the government by not disclosing timely the serious side effects of this vaccine. And YouTube took that down. What was objectionable about that? The American
right.
people need to understand that they didn't get the full truth. Now they're starting to get the truth. And then you have this dog and pony show in the Senate, which is just another example of the dishonesty of government.
Exactly. And it all, you know, all points to credibility. But Larry, this is the thing that amazed me, whether we're talking about mainstream media and big tech and others, and you get talking heads on television, I'm going, why are we listening to these people anymore? I mean, they've proven themselves to, you know, to abandon credibility, and we're supposed to listen to them as if, you know, they are, you know, they are the people in the know. They're the people, they're propagandists. And the other thing, too, I thought was interesting here was Newsmax. I was surprised on this. I guess in order to get out of a lawsuit, they backed off on some accusation and sent out a mea culpa. And, you know, and I was just, and I felt bad for them because go ahead.
Bill, I got to tell you, I know Chris Ruddy for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's the CEO of Newsmax. He's two-faced.
Right.
And he gave $1 million to the Clinton Foundation when he thought Hillary Clinton was going to be elected president. So this doesn't surprise me. What he did here was to throw the other defendants, because Newsmax was not the only defendant that was sued by Dominion, under the bus. Right. Threw him under the bus. Mm-hmm. He made an admission that what was said was false, whether he believes it to be false or not. He's an opportunist. And that's Newsmax. Newsmax is not really conservative. I used to write a blog for them called Clayman's Court. 80% of them, I couldn't get published. He's worried about libel and slander and this and that, and they weren't in any way related to that. So he just plays the game, and he's sucking up to the Trump supporters now to boost ratings because Fox, frankly, is going down the drain. In fact, CNN's running a commercial right now over and over again by some leftist group, which has a clip from Chris Wallace, their leftist anchor on Sunday, Fox News Sunday, saying that, you know, Trump created the problem at the border. It's just unbelievable. So you can't believe anything. The only real source of information these days is talk radio or our website and perhaps some other websites that still have the courage to say what needs to be said.
Well, we just had, you remember, the IT expert out of Michigan, and she was just on with us, Melissa Carone, and she was hired by Dominion. And so she's out there as a credible voice saying, you know, as an IT expert, this is what she saw. And she was encouraged so far by the reports that are coming out of Arizona in terms of what they're discovering.
We don't know. Why did Dominion, this is a question, needs to be answered. Why did they wait so long to sue Mike Lindell, to sue Newsmax, to sue Fox, to sue all of them? Why did they wait that long? Was it because they were destroying evidence? They needed the time to get rid of it? I don't know. But these are legitimate questions. And people are throwing in the towel. They're getting down on the ground begging for forgiveness as to asking legitimate questions, and yet we've got, you know, the what is in effect a leftist takeover, dictatorship, a socialist borderline communist regime that rams down our throat anything they want right now, including $6 more trillion in debt to enslave the American people to government largesse, government control. That's what it's about. It's government control, putting us on the dole, and therefore we can't in any way object later if we want to come off that dole. That's what it's about.
Well, that's it. You're buying votes. You're buying, you know, generations of people. The Democrats have been famous for this. I mean, you know, you can go back to LBJ and what he did and what he said clearly about, you know, the war on poverty. And here we are $30 trillion later, and we've barely moved the needle. I mean, what an incredible investment of the people's money, Larry.
I know people who are millionaires who got a check, you know, for like $3,600 or whatever, that are retired, that are living fat and happy, and they're getting government money. It's unbelievable. You know, you talk about, you know, lining the pockets of the rich, is that they don't know what they're doing. Government is incompetent. What did Ronald Reagan say? The scariest words in the English language are, "Hi, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you." You know, and here we
and
are.
Joe,
many
and
years
Joe
later.
Biden, and Joe Biden saying the same thing. He brought it back. I mean, Bill Clinton in the latter 90s said the era of big government is gone, and it has now been revived with all its heads intact in the name of Joe Biden. This is incredible.
Well, it is. And, you know, what you've got right now is a total leftist takeover. And what we see in a smaller sense is what happened in the years leading up to the Third Reich in Germany, when corporations, mm-hmm. when labor unions, when big law firms, when universities, when the intelligentsia, exactly. when even German Jews, and I'm Jewish myself, Jewish Christian.
Larry, we've got to go to break. We've got more after
this.
Don't
reach Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in thedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The National Day of Prayer is May 6th, and the Tide Ministry is pleased to be working alongside local and national ministries as we each do our part to spread the Word of God. The Tide Ministry began 75 years ago as a local gospel broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And I wonder if our founder ever imagined how that broadcast would grow. But God knew, and He has blessed us through the prayers of local partners. The National Day of Prayer is an opportunity to give thanks for our American supporters and lift up the churches and ministries working here in America. We're grateful that through the Spirit we may know Christ and together share His love with others in our hometowns, in our country, and across the world. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is cooperatively sharing the love of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, where you find us fresh and independent. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Larry Klayman continues with us. Larry, you know, I got to tell you, going into the 2020 elections, I really had analyzed and thought, because of the different varying interests of the Democratic Party, that it was going to implode on itself. And I think it would have if the numbers were counted legitimately. But surprisingly, here we are, and we're seeing the Republican Party unraveling. And this points to what you were talking about earlier, all about credibility. And I believe the Republican Party is in an identity crisis. And they didn't know what to do after Donald Trump's election and presidency was stolen from him, two impeachments later, all the lies and everything, and they just didn't know what to do. And then you have, you know, the likes of Liz Cheney, who just wants to go along to get along, so to speak, and may be spending all her political capital and may go off into the horizon somewhere.
Bill, you're being very diplomatic. The Republican Party, in my view, is dead. It's over. I think it's over. They have no leaders. They have people out there right now who are basically just throwing in the towel. Mitch McConnell is as corrupt as Biden. He takes money from communist China, laundered through Elaine Chao. This is the leader of the party. Carl Rove now.
Yes.
Carl Rove, you know, is on Fox News several times a day representing the Republican establishment. You got George W. Bush, who was an idiot. I mean, you know, and remains an idiot. He's the reason we had Obama, who says that the Republican Party is moribund. It's over because it supports, you know, Judeo-Christian and European values, which is like an endorsement of Biden saying that the biggest problem in this country is white supremacy. Those are the terrorists. You know, this is what you've got. And they're running for the exits. They're putting their heads down. I'm forming a new party under a separate organization called the New American Independence Party because we need some competition here. And, you know, maybe we're not going to be the majority initially, but we're ultimately going to take this over, just like the colonialists did. And on July 5th and 6th in Philadelphia, we're going to have a Third Continental Congress where we're going to discuss forming a new government, you know, with new parties, because these people don't represent us anymore. No taxation without representation, right? Republicans are going to roll over to that, too, you know. So this is where we are. We're in a crisis. That's what I wrote about in my book. You know, I saw it coming. Like, I'm not equating myself with Thomas Jefferson, but he saw it coming, and the book's dedicated to him. And when you don't have a justice system, when you have a legal profession, which is the most corrupt profession in this country, lawyers and judges, how do you make peaceful change when the courts won't step in for the tyranny of government? Which is why I wrote the book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. And you alluded to it before. Turn off Fox News. I mean, Fox News is just a misrepresentation every single day of what's going on for the Republican establishment. Chris Wallace, Karl Rove, people like that, you know, are the people that are feeding you this stuff to boost ratings and to make money. The American people should know the truth. We have no government that represents us.
Well, Fox News, if they're trying to boost their ratings, they're not doing a good job. They're moving in the wrong direction. You know, so
they're lower than CNN and MSNBC at this point, which is why they hired Lara Trump. You know, they want to wrap themselves, you know, in the Trump family. But the president, and I still call him the president, if he's going to move on, and I don't think that he can because he's going to be indicted within the next 2 months falsely, fraudulently by a district attorney in New York named Cyrus Vance, son of the former Cyrus Vance in the Carter administration, who says screwed up U.S. foreign policy, is that he's going to be so tied down with being indicted criminally as Giuliani is. There's a full court press of the left to destroy any dissent, whether it's big tech, whether it's conservative lawyers, whether it's any entity, you know, like Mike Lindell, who will stand up to them. An effort to destroy them, and they're succeeding as of this point in time, which is why, you know, I know I'm pushing my book here, but we need citizens' grand juries. You wanted to talk about John Kerry.
The issue of
him and him being a traitor, turning over classified information to the Islamic regime in Iran before the grand jury last week. We have these citizens' grand juries every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. You can watch them in real time at freedomwatchusa.org or crowdsourcethetruth.com. We've already indicted Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for massive bribery from Ukraine, Russia, and and communist China. And you know why they went after Giuliani? Because he had the goods on them with regard to the bribery from Ukraine. That's what that's about. They're looking at what he was doing in the Ukraine. And, you know, an example to get back to the point is that Trump...
Well, he even had the hard drive, Hunter's hard drive, and they didn't want to take it. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you need to take it. The warrant says you're supposed to take this. No, we don't want that.
Of course they don't want it because the Justice Department and its FBI is being used as the Gestapo of Biden and Harris. They're rounding up everybody that was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th peacefully, just listening to President Trump speak. Those who walk into the Capitol peacefully, that's our Capitol.
Exactly.
We can't walk in there. I broke more windows when I was in elementary school. You know, and so this is what we're dealing with here.
Yes. No,
and it's a total attempt to destroy all conservatives, people of faith, and those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers.
Well, John Kerry, here he is. And the thing that surprises me, Larry, is you're going to tell me the CIA wasn't aware? I mean, we saw pictures of Kerry, you know, out there on these foreign junkets that he was meeting with. And you go, wait a minute, what about the Logan Act? I mean, he's not even in office. And here we had something with Mike Flynn barely as we get transition. And Flynn goes through all hell and what have you and is bankrupt. You know, because he happens to be part of the Trump administration, and he was on the fringe, and they got a hold of him and all but destroyed him. And John Kerry is able to get away with this. I mean, what's all this about?
Well, Mike Flynn gets indicted. General Flynn gets indicted. Giuliani's going to be indicted, that's for sure, under the Logan Act. But yet, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, James Biden, the Biden family aren't indicted. Kerry's not indicted. It tells you that. And it gets back to the issue of the Republican Party, is that the Democrats are ruthless. Okay, mm-hmm. They'll use the tools of power that they have, but the Republicans to sit there and talk, and all they do is go on Sean Hannity and raise more money. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it.
Yes.
That's it. When we had the control, when the Republicans had control, I say we because I'm no longer a Republican, I quit. Mm-hmm. But when the Republicans had control of the Department of Justice, they had two idiots in there. Sessions and Barr, establishment hacks that wouldn't take action because they want to be part of this Washington establishment, which is making money hand over fist, both political parties. One is totally evil, the Democrats, and the other is simply corrupt. And that's what we've got right now.
And then we find out that Barr was slow walking any last minute executive order from President Trump, but he was fast tracking anything that was coming in from the new regime from Joe Biden. I mean, that's quite telling, Larry.
It's part of the establishment. The Democrats and Republicans, it's like the National Football League, American Conference, National Conference. They're acquiring power. They're making money. Go to Washington these days. Look at the wealth that's there. There's never a recession. They don't care. It's about themselves. And when you see these pundits on Washington TV, these young kids that come on and say they know what's going on, they don't know what's going on. They haven't lived it. The last people in Washington, D.C. that really understood it were William Sapphire and Robert Novak. The rest of these people have no clue what's going on. And this is what you get. Either they know or they don't know. And, of course, you've got, you know, the leftist media, which is backing up this tremendous push to socialism and communism.
Exactly. Larry, we got about 50 seconds left. Like you say, it's about we the people. I mean, we the people have to come to the forefront, exercise our, you know, God-given position as enumerated in our Constitution. We have got to take a stand against this, or we will be a socialist country.
We are, Bill, a socialist country right now. Mm-hmm. We are. And it's a done deal that the $6 trillion is getting through, because they're going to pass it as budget reconciliation. They don't even need to get rid of the filibuster. That is a method of enslaving the American people, the government handouts, and control. That's what it's about. You want the money, then you play by our rules. That's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it is now even. So
get your hands on Larry's book. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance. refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed and more than two dozen others were hospitalized after a wooden boat slammed into a reef Sunday morning off the coast of San Diego, California. Authorities are saying they believe the boat was being used as a possible human smuggling operation. Customs and Border Patrol spokesman Jeffrey Stevenson.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved. But our agents are with many of them at the hospital.
When officials arrived on the scene near the Cabrillo National Monument on the south tip of Point Loma, there was a large debris field of broken wood and other items in the choppy waters.
The man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them.
Destruction was reported across Mississippi after a round of tornadoes swept through the state late Sunday night, damaging buildings, littering roads, and breaking power lines. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know, it was Mark Twain who observed, you know, it's better not to know so much than to know so many things that aren't so. And sadly, this is what we've come to here in America because of the propaganda that people have been filled with. You know, as Larry Klayman was pointing out, it has been so profuse. I mean, to such a degree, you know, talking about Donald Trump, Donald Trump's brand has been so defined and overwhelmed by the mainstream media and big tech at all, that if he is to run again, he's going to be spending so much time trying to right the record. And here he is. I mean, he's been banned from Twitter. I mean, can you imagine? You've got a president of the United States banned from Twitter. He's so controlled by the mainstream media and the tech industry that, you know, he's tied up. So where and how can he be effective? I want to bring Bruce Thatcher on, the founder of History Speaks, author of Rise and Decline. Bruce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be here again, Bill.
Well, we've got lots to catch up on, and I want to talk about your blogs. But before we do, I want to get your perspective on Donald Trump's influence over this fractured Republican Party. I mean, I told people I thought that because what I saw, you know, going into the 2020 elections is that the Democrats didn't have a shot, but they were able to pull it out, and only God knows the truth. We have a good idea of what the truth is, but it seems that the powers to be, including our Supreme Court, you know, can't handle and doesn't want the truth, and so here we are, living with a president that, you know, what, over 70 million Americans are saying, this isn't my president. I mean, this is a fraud, you know, what has been perpetrated on the American people. But meanwhile, the brand, the name of Donald Trump has been so, you know, so fashioned and has taken such a hit by all this, you know, negative reporting on him. I'm wondering if he runs again in 2024, if he's going to really have a fair shot at being able to win, regardless of how bad things get under the Democratic Party.
I think it's interesting. In your question you posed, you put the adjective fair. Will he have a fair shot? And the people who have opposed him from the day he was nominated, even before he was nominated to run for president, have been working very hard to make sure that there's no fair shot for him to succeed. So they've been corroding his image, his brand, his everything Trump from even before he was actually running for president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
those things have an impact. They have an impact.
Without a doubt. I mean, look what happened. You know a lot about, in any kind of marketing situation, about a third of people's response will be based on word of mouth, right? Mm-hmm. If you find a way to shut people's mouths and make it seem like if you talk about Trump, or put a sign up in your yard, it's going to be torn down, your house is going to get egged, your car is going to get scratched. Bumper stickers were not profusely put on cars of people who supported Donald Trump because they didn't want to get their car keyed up. And you heard that time and again. So all that was, an oppression of the vote, not to mention, you know, the purposeful decision by the media not to report on Hunter Biden when you had roughly 15% of Democrats said, hey, if I'd known that story, I wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So what about those issues?
Well, what we have is what the left, the progressives, put whatever title you want to put on them, want to achieve absolutely depends on control of expression and thinking if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Second Amendment that says government can't censor and control communication, but...
You mean the First Amendment?
First Amendment, yes,
right,
I'm sorry,
right.
First Amendment.
No, that's okay. I know we're going to talk about the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah. We're not ready yet, but yes, the First Amendment. I'm with you. Go ahead.
The Constitution prescribes government
yes.
from passing laws that impinge on the freedom of expression. But they don't have anything. They don't say anything about what private enterprise can do. And private enterprise includes big tech. It includes big business. It includes the press and communications, and all of these people seem to be conspiring to control the communication, to control what people say or control what people think. And the result, one part of the result, and part of it's violent.
Yes.
So part of the result is exactly as you say, people who may support a particular point of view or Donald Trump often just keep their opinions to themselves. They won't speak because they will be punished one way or another.
But the thing is, it's a broad use of the Constitution and the First Amendment right, as you point out here, Bruce, because once big tech runs under the shelter of government with that 230 article, then that takes them out of that, you know, that venue and that protection, in my humble opinion, I believe. And
well,
even with mainstream.
Opinion,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think your opinion is absolutely right. They have a get out of jail card. They have a we can't be touched card. Now the press was created and it established, the concept of the press was established to monitor and control government essentially by providing complete information. They no longer do that. They're part of it.
They're complicit. Absolutely.
They've jumped
into the deep end of the pool with them, with their floaties, and they're all having a good time here at the people's expense. So, again, to this point, they violated what their reason to exist is all about and how they're protected by, by the Constitution. And the people have to revolt in a way to say, you know, either cancel their subscriptions. They're already doing this. I mean, look at what happened. I remember when I was growing up, Bruce, the mainstream media or at least broadcast media, the three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, you know, garnered about 85% of the viewing audience. They've done such a terrible job. Now it's in the low 40s. So, you know, it didn't take a long time But they're not quite picking up on the fact that because they've abandoned their credibility and they've compromised their brand, that people are saying, hey, we're not with you anymore. And, of course, they justified by saying, well, you got all these other social media outlets and all that. And, of course, the social media outlets have been compromised. And now where do the people go? They go to shows like ours, independent shows, where, you know, until we get canceled, we're still, you know, able to pursue the truth and address it from a standpoint of, you know, for the good of all concerned and that which is substantiated by our U.S. Constitution, not by partisan hacks.
One would hope that somehow or other the Congress, at least enough to have an effect, would work up the gumption to remove the protection from big tech and also to apply antitrust laws against some of these huge conglomerates of communication and in the Internet and bring actions against them to wake them up a little bit.
But they're not going to do that, Bruce. I mean, yes, we all hope that they would have some courage to do this, but this is quite telling. The reason they don't do it, because people do that which they get rewarded for.
Exactly.
You know, every politician, both sides, and I mean that, and I hate to use the both sides argument, but this is the way the system, if anything is systemic, it's this. And that is, it's all about the preservation of their seats and their position in Congress. It's about life for them. And life for them is connected, the oxygen hose is connected to all these big money players that they have to kowtow to. If they don't, they're going to put, you know, they're going to put their mortality at risk.
A mentor of mine many, many years ago said that if a lot of people get elected to Congress or elected to Washington and they have high ideals and things that they want to get done, but within a year, the system sucks them in. They all become corrupt.
Yeah. Well, it is systemic. I mean, that is systemic, the way this, what it does to them, because they're on the hamster wheel of preservation, and the hamster wheel tells them, this is, hey, you can be there, and you might be able to, you know, if you're a senator, you might have a couple of years. If you're a congressman, congresswoman, it's measured in weeks, because no sooner do you get in than the reelection process and the fundraising must begin or you're in trouble. We're talking with Bruce Thatcher, and our conversation will continue.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Yes.
schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. No, no, and believe, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not lose hope. I mean, for many of us, we still believe that this is a nation, that we are one nation under God. And many of us continue to pray to that end, that we would realize our God-given destiny and that we're looking to God. We're admitting, you know, we're admitting that, hey, look, it, we've messed up. We've blown it. We've made our mistakes. And even some who have turned their back on God during these past decades are realizing that they've got to turn back to God because God has the answer. I mean, look at government. As someone said earlier, you know, hey, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. Really? I mean, you know, it's hysterical, Bruce Thatcher, how that echoes back. And here we are looking at $6 trillion in debt. And nobody is asking the question that you and I talked about years ago. And that is, number one, what kind of government do we really want? Number two, what kind of government can we afford? And the third thing that is missing from all this discussion, there's not one question by anybody saying, where can we be more efficient? We need infrastructure. We do need some of these things that they're talking about. Can we produce, can we provide for those needed developments and advancements in our country just by being more disciplined? I mean, households across the country, as you know, for years, you know, as the economy was going up and down, they're sitting around kitchen tables and going, okay, where can we cut back? How do we do this? Oh, yeah, I found we can save money here. Or we'll buy a different, you know, maybe we'll change our diet a little bit. I mean, they're cutting, they're making reasonable, common sense, you know, common sense decisions for the sake of their homes, but yet our government, they don't even think like that. They just keep spending money. Now we got the Democrats that are going to spend, and you know what happens. I mean, it's part of their personality. They spend, they tax.
The last president we had who actually sat down figuratively around the kitchen table was Calvin Coolidge. He sat down every day with his treasury chief, and he said, where can we cut? Where can we cut? Where can we cut? I don't think there's been a significant politician since then who has ever done that. And we used to be concerned about, we were talking about numbers of Billions were big numbers. Then trillions were big numbers. And only a year ago or 2 years ago, we were worried about a $1 trillion deficit. And now we're going $2, $3, $4 trillion. I mean, like it's water. It's like a drug, an addict. It's just, it was Rahm Emanuel who recently articulated the idea of don't let a crisis go to waste. And our government leaders, our politicians have certainly taken that to heart. They've had a pathogen who's come along. They've turned it into a bigger crisis maybe than it ought to have been. And they're not letting it go to waste. They're they're printing the money and furthering their agendas based upon circumstances. It's just, and you ask, what can we do about it? And I'm beside myself. I don't know.
Well, the thing is, we can do it one at a time.
We can do that.
Take personal responsibility. You know, people, for example, who may be thinking it's okay to cheat the government. You're not cheating the government. You're cheating your neighbor, your fellow taxpayer. I mean, on and on. And it's holding these elected officials to account to, you know, to buy what we can afford. And also, I mean, again, you know, this whole issue of systemic racism, you know, we have systemic waste because what we've allowed is the politicians to buy votes, not even with their money. I mean, the gall they have, they buy votes with our money, and then we're encumbered with that liability just so that they can get reelected. I mean, this thing's so upside down. It's been upside down for so long that people think, oh, well, you know, we just got to think about spending more money. We need infrastructure, or we need this help and this sort of thing. And we got, you know, right now we're dealing with this pandemic. You think this is going to be the last pandemic that comes around? Where is there any kind of savings that we can look to in the Treasury when we need money to deal with the next pandemic?
Maybe what we need is to reeducate everybody, our people, and particularly our young, our youth, in civics. How does it work?
Right.
That's largely been removed from educational curriculums, except for surface attention, because, and you mentioned it, people just automatically think that money comes from somebody else, nowhere.
Yes. Right. Comes from the government. We are the government. They're pulling it out of our pockets. And you knew what was going to happen when Biden, you know, proposed this plan. The money was going to come from the Treasury. And once they opened up the Treasury, and the thing is that disgusts me, and the mainstream media is not helping us at all on this, is like with the COVID, you know, bill that came across. You know, they're saying it was like less than 10%. Now they're saying 1% of that money actually went to COVID relief. And the other part of it went to, just like with the Obama administration, it went off to pay off political favors, to heal blue states that were fiscally irresponsible, and on and on. I mean, you know, it's like with what Peter Schweizer reported with President Obama, that for these bundlers that were bundling, you know, millions of dollars for his campaign, Bruce, 85% got this deal. You would have loved this deal. For every dollar that they bundled for Barack Obama, they got $25,000 per $1. And that $25,000 per $1 came out of our treasury, all in the name of shovel-ready jobs and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. These were all friends and neighbors of Barack Obama that benefited from this. And what happened to us? The middle class got absolutely decimated. There were no shovel-ready jobs, and people became more and more dependent on the government, which is what the Democrats want. We're here. We're from the government. We're here to help. We're here to, you know, it really is modern-day slavery, in my humble opinion.
Well, the way you make everybody equal is you make everybody slaves.
Yes.
And that's what the left, the progressive, the politicians, and I don't think there's a great distinction among political parties. The politicians want to be in control. They want the power. They want the money. They want the say so.
Right.
And more and more, the American people are saying, well, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. You know, but,
That's fine. We'll give you $1,400, little stimulus payment. They're a little bit of cake. You know, the only thing that's missing is Maria Antoinette, you know, handing out the cake.
But there are some bright lights. There are some things that are happening that you think might be glimmers of hope. Or glimmers of change on the thing. The University of Chicago, for instance, is one school that will no longer tolerate political correctness on campus.
Mm.
But they're pretty much a loner. There are not many joining them.
No, that's right.
And
yeah, you got more people supporting the 1619 Project and the Confucius Institute by comparison. So that's the uphill battle that we're dealing with. Bruce, you only got about 3 minutes left, but I did want to address your blogs. I mean, what you were talking about, again, bringing truth, bringing knowledge to the problem, which sometimes is an oxymoron for some people in this country. They just want to, you know, pivot and stay in the area of emotion. They really don't want to, they can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson said.
Well, it's the idea of not letting a crisis go to waste is certainly evident in the current hoopla about guns. We've had suddenly four mass shootings in a space of a month or so. They're tragedies.
Yes.
30 people were killed, but that's a tiny fraction of 1% of all the murders in this country.
Mm.
And we don't spend any attention on those because they don't serve the purpose of the establishment.
Right.
So as soon as a crisis, as soon as we have a mass shooting, you can predict it. They trot out their agendas and suddenly they say, well, what we have to do is we have to ban this, we have to control this, we have to make sure that people can't get a hold of the guns. They don't pay any attention to motives or circumstances or opportunity. It's all guns because their agenda is guns.
Yes, they, right, exactly.
You know, they don't care about what's happening. Their agenda is guns.
Yeah, and the thing is, Bruce, this isn't counting what happens in Chicago or Baltimore on a nightly basis, right? Especially after weekends.
Well, that's
so
right. Do you see
we don't
that
count. We don't. We don't count that. We just set that aside. That's just, you know, that's the endless Vietnam War, so to speak.
It, dealing with those things doesn't serve their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get them that money that you talk about. It doesn't create a peg they can put their agenda, wrap their agenda around. So the press doesn't report all those shootings. Now you might get a paragraph on page 8 one day, but I mean they're just accepted as normal. It's just terribly frustrating. I mean, we've got 400 million guns in this country, and they're talking about banning, increasing the difficulty of buying new guns. Are you kidding me?
Mm, yes. Like that's worked, right? I mean, if you could go back in history and say, hey, every time we banned the AR-15, you know, this went down, the whole deal. Well, the fact of the matter is you're dealing with the hearts of men. And we know throughout history, men have found a way to kill men. You know, it's just in our evil hearts, we do that sort of thing. So whether it's by gun or a tablespoon or a fork, people are going to find a way to, you know, kill somebody, right?
In the United States has more murders than any other country, almost any other country in the world. But that's because we're so big and so free. When you look at murder rate, murders per 100,000 people were like 109th or something like that.
Wow. Well, we got to leave it there, Bruce. To be continued, Bruce Thatcher right here from History Speaks. Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties?